Some 30 polar bears live in German zoos, and there are less than 100 in zoos in the U.S., but most polar bears are in the wild.
It is estimated that about 25,000 polar bears are still living in their natural habitat. We know that this is not much, and by now the threats are also increasing. It is not only the ubiquitous climate change, which of course could lead to the vanishing of the basis of life for polar bears, the ice.
And Arctic sea ice is declining, by some reports about 10% a decade. Without that ice, bears can't hunt the seals that make up most of their diet.
They have to capture at least one seal every 5 to 10 days. That's just to break even. And if they don't do that, they're going to lose weight. And if they lose weight, then there are other things that come in play with their health, their ability to reproduce, and so forth.
And that is increasingly leading some polar bears to look for food where people live. It got so bad in the Russian region of Nova Zemlya in February that authorities declared a state of emergency to deal with the bears.
The reason for concentration in Nova Zemlya is obviously the garbage place. It looks like they put a huge portion of something edible. Some people talk about fish or something like that, and it's attract the polar bear.
And while polar bear numbers are increasing in some places, in other places they're down by about 40%. Climatologists predict the Arctic will have ice-free summers beginning in 2050. That happens, environmentalists believe polar bears won't be able to survive in the wild.
It was a normal when in some areas there wasn't any ice for a couple of weeks, for months maybe, but now it's several months.
The concern is that by the end of the century, the only way to see polar bears will be in a zoo. Kevin Enochs, VOA News.